Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for May 12, 2024, Ascension of Our Lord Sunday, is based on Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 53. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is A New Perspective. An introduction to our second reading. On the day of his ascension, Jesus leaves his disciples with a commission, a blessing, and a promise of the Holy Spirit. A reading from Luke. Jesus said to the 11 and those with him, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and arise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the final Sunday in our season of Easter. It is also the day that many people choose to celebrate the holy day known as Ascension of our Lord. Today we hear from the author of Luke and Acts about Jesus' ascension from earth after his death and resurrection. And even though there are slight differences in the two stories that we just heard, they're both written by the same author. The book of Acts, full name Acts of the Apostles, is written by the same author as the Gospel of Luke. And Acts picks up immediately after the events of the Gospel of Luke ends. It's the ascension story that we hear today that bridges the two books. It is an act that transitions Jesus' physical ministry here on earth to God's work through the Holy Spirit. The disciples are told that through the power of the Holy Spirit, that they will now be partners in mission of being witnesses to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. But to what are they being called to actually be witnesses of? And why does Jesus need to open up their minds to understand the scriptures right before he ascends? Hasn't he been teaching them already for the last 3 years? I'm reminded of a painter that I saw do a live painting at a convention. The painter was going to complete a giant canvas in about 5 minutes while music was playing in the background. It was a gift to watch this painter create with such intensity and speed. And as the painting was developing, you would start to think to yourself, "Oh, I know what this is going to be." But then the painter would cover over that area that you were focusing on and start to create something new. And right when you thought you knew what it would be again, another color or a splash of paint changes everything. And when the painter was all done and stepped back, everyone in the room was speechless. We were speechless because we had no idea what the painting was supposed to be. How embarrassing for the painter, right? But just then, the painter unlatches something on the back of the canvas and spins the painting upside down. The whole time they had been creating their masterpiece upside down, unbeknownst to us. And in that moment, when the Creator changes our perspective of how we view the creation, the intended image is revealed. The room erupted in applause. There's actually a Lutheran pastor and artist named Paul Oman, spelled O-M-A-N, who sometimes uses a similar process. And actually, to tie this all together, was the creator of the painting of the Good Samaritan that actually hangs here in our sanctuary. In a way, you have to see the end of the process to fully understand everything that came before it. I believe that this is what is happening as Jesus is opening the minds of the disciples so that they can understand the scriptures. We're told, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Jesus has already been teaching them for 3 years, but it's in this moment, after his death and resurrection, that he is able to get them to fully comprehend. It's the moment when the Creator changes our perspective of how we view his creation that the intended image is revealed. Jesus is telling them that his death and resurrection will be the new perspective of how they will understand Scripture. It changes everything. Throughout his life and teaching, Jesus kept trying to help the disciples realize that true power comes from love, not fear or force. And that's really hard to comprehend until you've experienced the crucifixion and the resurrection. You see, the crucifixion is the ultimate tool of fear and force, meant to keep people in line or to silence them. There's no return from the crucifixion, from humiliation and death. So no wonder the disciples fled with fear from the crucifixion and hid away from the cruel world that did this horrific act to their teacher and friend. They must have felt lost and hopeless according to the rules of the world. And yet, Jesus returns in the resurrection. We see that God's love has power over the most destructive forces that the world can muster. Fear and death will not have the last word. God's love is the key to understanding God and God's will for humanity. Jesus even changes from where God's love will radiate out. Rather than everything culminating at and coming to fruition in Jerusalem, where the Jewish people came to worship God in the temple, the disciples are now sent out from Jerusalem to share the good news of Jesus to the entire world. It's an outpouring of God's love for all people, where they are, all over the world. God is coming to them, rather than the idea that people need to come to God. When the Creator changes our perspective of how we view his creation, the intended image is revealed. We have the gift of hindsight through the written word of the Bible. We get to read the entire story of Jesus' ministry from beginning to almost the end, trusting that one day God will return. But we get to know the end of the story. The end of the story says that God's love is where true power lies, that God's love will reign, that God's love is the lens through which we read and interpret Scripture, how we understand God, and how we are to live our lives. Not only is God's love that lens for how we are to live our lives, but it is the thing to which we are called to testify, to be witnesses. It is the thing that we are to share with the world through our words and our actions. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, if I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. The good news is that we are not sent alone out in the world to witness to the love of God. Not only do we have one another in community, but we are given a companion, the advocate, the Holy Spirit. God continues to travel with and in us, empowering us to remember God's intended image of creation, one that is often flipped from the ideas of the world around us. Next week on Pentecost Sunday, we will hear more about the Holy Spirit and how it works in our lives. But for now, using your lens of God's love, I encourage you to continue to look for the ways that our loving Creator is changing our perspective of how we view all of God's beloved creation around you, in you, and in one another. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.